You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Unexpectedly heartfelt ukulele performance there from Iceland.
It's Eurovision on 95 BFM with our European correspondent, Cameron Adams.
For Eurovision this week, David spoke to our European correspondent, Cameron Adams, about a new summit between the EU and India, an update on the Ukraine war, and news around euthanasia in Portugal.
What is the latest on the war in Ukraine?
Zelensky has had a diplomatic tour around Europe, which has proven quite useful for Ukraine's fight against Russia. In Germany, he secured another 2.7 billion euro in aid, including more armoured vehicles and some older tanks. I think I actually heard his helicopter on Saturday last night in Berlin. In France, French President Macron has promised light tanks, and in his visit to the UK, Prime Minister Sunak has promised attack drones and longer-range missiles for Kiev to use. Today, Sunak and Dutch PM Mark Rutte have also agreed to help form an international coalition for Kiev to buy F-16 fighter jets. And in the ongoing Battle of Bakhmut, Ukraine reports to have made some small gains around the flanks of Russian positions.
Which is quite impressive from Germany, because initially they were quite reluctant to give over so many arms.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, since the new defence minister has come in, I think you've seen a more proactive support of German arms for Ukraine, and also thanks to wider pressure from the international community.
And the EU and India have been having a summit this week. What has it been all about?
This is the first for EU-India relations. So in Brussels this week, the first bilateral meeting of EU and Indian ministers of the newly formed EU-India Trade and Technology Council happened. The goal is to develop the strategic partnership between the EU and India, two of the world's largest democracies. Both India and the EU are looking to boost their own manufacturing of semiconductors, and both the EU and India are also looking at knowledge sharing and upskilling. Trade between the EU and India was worth 120 billion euros last year, including 17 billion in digital services.
Is this a step by the EU to reduce its reliance on China and Russia?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with Russia already, there's not a huge amount, but with China for sure. So last month, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen spoke of reducing the EU's dependence on Chinese manufacturing, however also stating that cutting ties with China is not in the bloc's interest. So it's not about doing a full kind of one-to-one replacement, but more about diversifying its current trading partners. The summit was less about a concrete deal and more about getting face time between both sides. But you have already seen there's a couple of points of dispute between the two. The EU have a new carbon tax which would target some imports from India. And also EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell has stated that India's reselling of Russian oil is a problem. The next meeting scheduled is in a year in India.
And Portugal is slowly loosening its euthanasia laws. What's happened there?
Oh, yeah. In a pretty tight vote, the Portuguese Parliament has voted to allow euthanasia, albeit in a limited scope. Under the new law, people over 18 will be able to request assistance in dying if they are terminally ill and in intolerable suffering. It was public debate that lasted over 3 years, with lots of constitutional reviews, as well as a recent presidential veto which was overturned. It was finally passed thanks to the governing centre-left Socialist Party and other left-wing parties supporting the vote, with the opposition Social Democrats and other parties on the right opposing the bill.
Is this a bit of a broad trend across the continent?
Yeah, euthanasia is fully legal in three other European countries, Belgium, Luxembourg and the Netherlands. And several other European countries also have a more restricted version of euthanasia. Most recently in the Netherlands last month, a new law was passed allowing euthanasia for minors. So for people aged 1 to 12 who suffer unbearably with no hope of improvement, they're allowed to terminate their life. It is said that it would affect between 5 to 10 children a year.
That was Eurovision with Cameron Adams on the summit between EU and India, an update on the Ukraine war, and news around euthanasia in Portugal.
Macedonia with a reggae twist.
That was Eurovision on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.